Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Otto, 248-539-9797. If you're just getting your cards, it's the Valenti and Rico Show with me, Stoney, and for Mr. Valenti's. Got probably some horses on his mind. Needed a day to watch the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby and do whatever Mike does at this time of the year. By the way, I took his recommendation and started watching the Netflix series with the family. We went through 3 episodes. It's pretty damn good.
You like it?
Yeah, and I actually texted Mike about 2 of the characters in this thing, and he said I was right on because one of them, I can't pronounce the guy's name, Figueroa or whatever his name is, looks like the biggest douche of all time, but he seems like a nice guy. If you can be a nice douche, he is that. And the other guy, Rapoli, whatever, he just looks like such an a-hole. And Mike said, yes, he's human filth.
That's the guy walking around with the jacket and no shirt on?
No. Here. He's the douche. The douche is not. Rapoli's this guy, he called Mike from Queens, that he's the guy who like is a St. John's like NIL guy.
Oh, he's that guy.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah. He's just disgusting. Anyway, so I would suggest checking that out. All right. Speaking of which, David has some Derby facts, fun and facts for us.
I sure do, Stoney. Some wonderful facts here on the Kentucky Derby. Let's start with this. The first time it was called Churchill Downs Racetrack was 1883, but the track itself wasn't officially named that until 1928.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I remember doing the radio show that day.
Making the announcement, yeah. It was a wonderful day.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I guess Churchill probably was a sponsor, like paid money for it, just like they do today, right? I don't know. Does it say why it was named Churchill Downs?
It doesn't.
I never bothered to research that.
I never cared. But
are we familiar with the Explorer? Lewis and Clark.
Of course. Yeah.
We are familiar, right?
Yes.
Well,
they took stagecoaches out to the West Coast, didn't they?
One Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr. was the grandson of the famous explorer from that group. He developed the Louisville Jockey Club, which then developed the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Seriously?
And I heard his great-great-great-grandson is going to be with the Tigers in 2028. Max Clark.
Yes. That is not true. It's not related to the Clark family. But
no,
yes.
I'm just going back to what you're
grandson.
That's a wow.
Yeah.
So William Clark was his full name. We always say Lewis and Clark because of the group. But
yes. Yeah,
William Clark was his name, and his grandson, Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr., was part of the Louisville Jockey Club that then came up with the Kentucky Derby. So in 2015, that was a great year for the Kentucky Derby. The 141st running attracted the largest crowd in the history of the race. Care to guess how big the crowd was in 2015?
117,000. I don't know.
See, I don't think it's that big? Because that's you're looking at like NASCAR at that point.
Any, do you have a guess?
But the infield is packed.
Yeah, the infield is what does it, which kind of brings it to NASCAR levels. I was going to say 120, 25,000.
Wait, you can be on the infield for the horse racing? I thought they...
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I thought it was like a concentric circle where there's like other tracks inside. Maybe I got the different...
No, you could be in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go 75,000.
All right. It was 170,500.
Wow. Okay,
well, Stoney, we'll combine ours.
Packed the historic facility for the eventual Triple Crown winner of American Pharaoh. So that was a great 2015 mm-hmm. in horse racing.
Yep.
They broke the record there for the largest crowd, and then you saw a Triple Crown winner. In 1954, yes, in 1954, the purse, we talked about the purse yesterday, how it is a full $2 million, the winner gets $1.21. The purse exceeded $100,000 for the first time in 1954. That's a lot of money in 1954.
Yes, it was.
A lot of money.
Now.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Very true, Rico. Very true. So, we talk about disqualifications a lot with horse racing. It happens. There's cheating. There's all kind of things happening.
Well, there was one very recently with Bob Baffert's horse won the Kentucky Derby and he got it disqualified.
Exactly. Well, the very first horse to face disqualification was in 1968. The horse was called Dancer's Image.
Okay. I remember the name of the horse.
Won the race, and then it was revealed after the race through a test that it had an anti-inflammatory painkiller drug that was illegal, and they disqualified
them. Who won? Was it Majestic Prince?
It was that year? Forward Pass okay. that ended up winning.
Did the horse?
They had to go to court, though.
Oh,
they David, went to court.
Did the horse show up to the press conference with a towel around its neck
okay.
and explain?
All right.
Forward Pass in 1968. I tell you one thing, Bo Schembechler didn't bet on that horse.
So the horse had pain medicine.
It was illegal for them to have the anti-inflammatory painkiller medicine. Yes.
Okay.
So they were disqualified. That was the first one, though, in 1968. They started running this race a long time before that. Mm-hmm. That was the very first one to get disqualified. So the highest odds of winning a horse, of winning a race.
2 years ago.
We do remember Rich Strike in 2022. Yes. That was 80-1, but that was not the highest odds to ever win the Kentucky Derby.
No.
91-1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Don Rail. In 1913, I think we all remember 1913 well.
Why is everybody looking at me?
No. I'm looking at everyone.
Okay.
But Don Rail. But in our lifetime, we remember Rich Strike in yes. 2022.
Right, because he was the horse that wasn't even supposed to be in the race.
That was when we did our draft like we right. do every year.
Right.
Wasn't included in the draft.
And everybody, what about this guy? And Mike was like, please, he's nothing. He's not going to do anything. I'm like, you sure? Yeah. And he wins.
Won the race.
He won the race.
It was crazy. 80-1. Wow. So I have a few more facts here. The fastest Kentucky Derby. I think we would remember this, right? The horse that ran the fastest.
Is it 1801?
It was in 1973.
Oh, Secretariat.
Secretariat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Secretariat.
Is that the photo where, was it the Kentucky Derby? It is the famous photo where it's
so far ahead.
Belmont. That was the Belmont.
Okay, yeah. It's
Belmont.
Just him running.
Yeah, that wasn't this one, but yeah.
And it was the Belmont.
And you don't know the significance. Like, oh, that's a beautiful picture of a horse running. Like, no. That's how far he was ahead of everybody else. Then they found out later his heart was like three times the size of a regular horse.
Correct. So it was 1 minute, 59 seconds. And then
Imagine that you trained and your horse came in second, but you weren't going to ever beat him.
And you ran fast. You ran well enough.
Your horse probably would have set a record that day. You just weren't going to beat him.
Right.
Well, the slowest winning time came in 1891, where Kingman ran for 2 minutes and 52 seconds. For a mile and a half.
Okay, so wait. What was Secretariat's?
A minute and 59 seconds.
So I'm a minute.
Over a minute longer than Secretariat.
It had to be a muddy. Okay.
Secretariat then took a shower.
A muddy track?
It doesn't say if it was a muddy track or not, but that's, whoa.
There is a chance of rain tomorrow, I read, so that could change everything.
You could have given Secretariat a full minute head start.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. So let me go through a few stats here because post position is important when you're talking about winning this race.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a few guesses each. One guess each. That's what I'll do. One guess each on the post that wins the most percentage wise. What post do you want to be at?
I would say like three because you want to be close to the inside.
I was going to say three. I'll say two, I guess.
I'm going to say five.
Okay, so I am going to give that to you, Rico, because it is a tie. Five is on a tie. It wins 10.5% of the time, tied with the 20.
On the way outside?
Yes.
Well, there's only going to let everybody beat each other up.
They get out there fast.
There was another scratch today, so it's going to be less than 20 today. Grande.
Now the scratch was at the 10 post today.
Yeah.
To 10 post. Currently 10 post. There may be a replacement, and you'll get another 10, but right now 10 is out.
Oh, that was the horse I picked yesterday.
Grande, yes. Yeah. There was another one scratched last night. So Beza, who Mike selected that was not in the race yesterday, is now in the race, and now we may get another one for Grande.
Wait. I had, what was it, Rodriguez or something? I had a horse that.
You had Rodriguez. I picked Grande.
Oh, okay. So your horse ain't running either.
Well, you better hope somebody gets at the 10 post because 10 post is number three.
But, David, here's the thing that I've learned with the other Mike sitting here horse racing. You don't want to be right on the one, the two, or the three spot because when everybody just. Basically, smush. If you don't get a fast start, you're dead. You're never going to
win. Well, here's what I'll tell you. If you want to be at two, that would be great for being in the money when it comes to the finish.
Right.
Because number two, 27.4% of the time, you're in the money, second for in the money, or first for in the money would be the 10 spot. Right now, we don't have anything in the 10 post. So two is good for the money, not good to win, because that's 7.4% of the time. You will win if you're in the two post. So
yeah, I know you don't want to be in the one.
No, you're not going to win.
You guys, I mean, he gives dissertations in here. When he's in his horse racing mood.
I know.
Oh, he just goes on and on and on. If you ever want to know why we're laughing, if you're ever watching the stream, he's talking horse racing stuff.
There is one post, and we'll finish it with this. There is one post that has never won. Never won. Never.
I'm going to guess, because he was a loser, 19, Scott Mitchell. 19.
See, I was going to say 18.
Not 19, not 18. Do you have a guess?
7. Oh.
13.
7.
No, I was trying to give you a
17.
Hint there. 19, not 19, not 18.
17.
Oh, wow. Trying to give him a clue there, but he didn't get it, so. Those are your Kentucky Derby facts. 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.